Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Welcome to this May Wellbeing session. So as always, we'll start with our soft landing. So we'll start that and I'll go through what we're going to do this evening. So just closing your eyes and allowing the body to settle in, whether you be sitting, standing, or lying, it's whatever you need. And taking some gentle breaths if that's comfortable, drawing your awareness inward with every breath you take. And noticing what's here right now. It's maybe heaviness in the body or the heart, maybe lightness, maybe confusion in the mind or clarity, maybe tension in the body or ease. Whatever it is, just being curious with a friendly approach to whatever is arising for you in this moment. And there's nothing we need to do to fix or to change, even if our desire is to change everything. But for this moment, just simply rest in the embrace of compassion and kindness, holding ourselves with the same love and affection we would hold another, especially if they were suffering right now. Perhaps deepening the breath to bring comfort or strengthening reassurance. Or perhaps soothing touch to soften and soothe what's here. Or perhaps inviting some words of love and kindness. Just simply notice what you need and tend into this as warmly and gently as you can, one tender moment at a time. And as we draw this little opening practice to a close, remembering that we can continue to hold ourselves with kindness and compassion whenever we feel these, the need for these, keeping alive the loving intention to tend to our precious hearts, whether we are still or active, resting or busy, continuing to hold ourselves gently and with love as best we can. So the focus of this evening's session is self-compassion. And whereas mindfulness involves cultivating a non-judgmental awareness of the present moment, self-compassion emphasizes our attitude and response towards ourselves when faced with difficulties. So it could be that self-compassion can be considered as a specific application or an extension of mindfulness, as it does involve bringing mindfulness to our relationship with ourselves, I say particularly during challenging times, or even times when you have that little inner voice criticizing you. So like I say, mindfulness focuses on developing present moment awareness and acceptance. Self-compassion emphasizes treating yourself with kindness and understanding. So we're going to have a couple of self-compassion practices. They're relatively short, 10 to 15 minutes each. And then we'll finish with a longer practice, which will be a visualization at the end. and via relaxation. So the thing with self-compassion, some people can find it quite confronting, particularly if you've spent all your life being put down, if you're trying to care for yourself and you've been told now you've got to care for others all the time. So it can be quite confronting. So if you're listening to one of the self-compassion practices here, and actually you are getting quite emotional with it and what have you, then you've got several options. You can just focus on the breath as an anchor, although that can sometimes difficult for people. You could focus on an object of refuge. It might be a lucky charm. It might be a lucky stone. Might be a you know you can also focus on, say, a little finger or your elbow. If you're really finding it difficult, then I would walk away from the practice, because that in itself is self-compassion, is taking care of yourself. Walk away from the practice. And then you can fast forward if you want to, skip the next practice, and then just go on to the relaxation practice at the end. So we're going to start with loving kindness for ourselves. So just inviting you to find yourself a comfortable position. And allowing yourself to settle into this body and this present moment. And as you exhale, perhaps allowing any unnecessary stress you might be holding in your body to be released on the exhale. Just settling in right here and right now. And if you like, putting one or two hands over the heart region or another place you might find comforting and soothing for you. Just feeling the gentle touch of your hands, maybe the warmth of your hand. And doing this as a reminder that you're not only bringing awareness, but loving awareness, tender awareness, to our experience and to ourselves. And as you do this, if you wish, you can imagine some kindness or warmth flowing through your hands onto your body, giving yourself what you need right here and right now. And then leaving your hands where they are, or allowing them to drop into your lap or down by your sides, bring your awareness inside your body and notice the sensations in the body now. Maybe there's some vibration or pulsation in the body. Perhaps a specific sensation that attracts your attention. Perhaps some tension or pressure as you sit on your seat or lying down. But just giving yourself space to feel what you are feeling. And then beginning to notice your breathing, where you feel it most easily. Just feeling your body breathe. Feeling your body breathe in and out. In and out. And perhaps even noticing the natural soothing rhythm of your breath. And if you like, letting yourself be gently rocked and gently comforted by your own breathing. And whenever you notice your mind has wandered, which it will, because that's what minds do, gently and with loving kindness, return your attention to feeling the sensations in your body. Coming home to your breath, coming home to your body, coming home to kindness. And then releasing awareness of the breath just for now. As we bring our awareness to words, to language, words that maybe we just need to hear in our lives right now, giving ourselves the blessing of kind and compassionate words, filling our minds just for now with words, with phrases, with meanings. Which are just what we need to hear. Offering ourselves wishes, wishes that perhaps you whisper into the ear of someone you truly love. Only these are wishes for ourselves. Finding words that speak directly to your heart, which are deep and true, meaningful and natural, simple and kind. If you already have words and phrases that are meaningful to you, please use them. But you may also use phrases such as, may I be safe? May I be peaceful? May I be healthy? May I live with ease? May I be safe? May I be peaceful? May I be healthy? May I live with ease? So whatever words and phrases you use, allowing these to roll through your mind and perhaps even land somewhere inside. Offering these words to ourselves, whispering these words as a gift to ourselves. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Simply savoring the meaning of these words and taking your time. Or you can use other words. Maybe you're struggling with something in your life and you need a bit of compassion. Perhaps phrases that address the struggle. For example, may I be kind to myself? May I accept myself as I am? May I begin to accept myself as I am? Words of compassion, allowing these words in. Seeing what it's like for you. May I be kind for myself, to myself? May I accept myself as I am? Or may I begin to accept myself as I am? Feel is important, the importance of these words to you. And if you like, allowing the words to fill your being. Now releasing all the words and phrases, and resting for the moment in your own experience. Just allowing yourself to feel what you are feeling and allowing yourself to be just as you are. As we come towards the end of this loving kindness for ourselves practice, know that you can return to this exercise, that you can be open to asking the question, what do I need to hear? That you can find language, and when you find language, you can begin to offer yourself what you truly need in words when you need it most. For the next exhalation, slowly lowering your chin to your chest and reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. You for a couple of minutes, just sit in quiet reflection before we go on to the next practice. So the next practice has some similarities to the loving kindness for ourselves, but in this meditation, we're cultivating a sense of kindness and friendship, not only towards ourselves, but towards others, acknowledging that no matter how we appear on the outside, all of us can feel fearful, sad, and lonely on the inside. So in this meditation, we're deliberately taking time to wish ourselves well, then extending the kindness to others. So taking a few moments now to become settled. And focus your attention on the breath. And expanding your attention to the whole body. And bring kindness and friendship to yourself. By silently saying, may I be safe and free from suffering. May I be happy and healthy as it's possible for me to be. May I have ease of being. Just taking your time. Imagining that each phrase is like a pebble dropped down a deep well, dropping each one in turn and listening for any responses, thoughts, feelings, or body sensations. It's only to judge what arises. This is just for you. May I be safe and free from suffering. May I be happy and healthy. May I have ease of being. And if you find it difficult to bring any sense of friendship to yourself, bring to mind a person or even a pet who loves you or has loved you unconditionally. And once you have a clear sense of their love to you, see if you can return this offering of love to yourself. May I be safe, happy, and healthy, and have ease of being. Now bring to mind a loved one and wishing him or her well in the same way. May you be safe and free from suffering. May you be as happy and healthy as it's possible for you to be. May you have ease of being. And now choosing a stranger. This may be someone you cross paths with regularly, maybe in the street, in the local post office, on a bus or a train. Someone you recognize but don't necessarily know the name of. Someone you feel neutral about. Although you don't know them well, they probably also have a life full of hopes and fears as you have. They too wish to be happy as you do. So keeping them in heart and mind, repeating the phrases and wishing them well. May you be safe from suffering. May you be happy and healthy as you can be. May you have ease of being. And now bring to mind someone you find difficult. Doesn't have to be the most difficult person in your life. Maybe someone you're a bit distant from. Perhaps a family member or a work colleague who you're finding rather difficult at the moment. But whoever you choose, now intentionally allowing them into your heart and mind as best you can, acknowledging that they too may wish or have wished to be happy. May you be safe and free from suffering. May you be as happy and healthy as you can be. May you have ease of being. And don't worry if there are no feelings of warmth or friendship. It's enough to hold the intention, to incline the mind in this way, remembering that at any time, if you feel overwhelmed or drawn away by intense feelings or thoughts, you can always come back to the breath in the body or anchor yourself in the present moment. In another way, treating yourself with kindness. And finally, extending loving kindness to all beings, including your loved one and strangers and those whom you find difficult. The intention here is to extend loving kindness to all beings on the planet, and remember that all beings includes you. May all be free from suffering. May all be happy and healthy as they can be. May all of us have ease of being. And as we come towards the end of this befriending meditation, coming back to the breath in the body, resting in clear awareness of the present moment, allowing yourself to be just as you are, complete and whole. And after the next full round of breath, just reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. And I'll just give you a couple of minutes before we progress to the relaxation meditation. This relaxation meditation is a walk on the beach. So the idea is you're going to be taking an imaginary walk on the beach. So just making yourself comfortable. Begin to let go of tension and relax your body. Scan your whole body for any tense spots. And if there are any, just bring your attention to these areas. Allow the tension to gradually melt away. Inhale, relaxation. Exhale, tension. Allowing that sense of relaxation to spread to the whole body. And with each breath, you breathe in relaxation and breathe out tension and fatigue. And feel your body sinking more and more into a deep relaxation. On a warm and bright summer afternoon, you decide to walk on the beach. Path leading to the sea is surrounded by bushes which rustle in the breeze. Everything along the path smells of sea and sun. A salty sea breeze is gently caressing your face. The late afternoon sun is warming your skin. You hear the rustling of leaves, the tall palm trees not far from the shores. In the distance, seagulls are gliding over this blue sea, their cries often reaching your ears. And together with the waves from the sea, it forms a tranquilizing orchestra. Arriving at the beach, you bend down and feel the pure white and soft sand. The beach extends on both sides endlessly. And you decide to take off your shoes and walk barefooted. The grains of warm sand massaging your bare feet. The sound of the waves washing up against the shore is peaceful and tranquilizing. Keep walking along the shore. And as you walk further along the shore, you decide to stop for a rest. You sit down on a mound of pure white sand and turn to face the sea, listening peacefully to the rhythmic and cyclical motion of the waves rolling in to the shore. Everything is wonderful. The warm sand, palm trees rustling, the gulls crying, the sound of the waves, and even the smell of the seaweed. You feel so peaceful, free, at one with everything around you. Time slows down to a halt. Your mind begins to drift, being carried away by this intoxicating feeling of peace and tranquility. Each wave breaks against the coast, rising slowly upward along the beach, leaving an area of white foam. Slowly, the wave retreats back out to sea, only to be replaced by another wave that washes up against the shore, working its way up the beach and slowly retreating back to sea. With each moment of the wave, as it glides in, then out, you find yourself more and more relaxed. A tranquility creates a sense of calmness and a sense of peace. Enjoy the ever-repeating sound of the waves as they come onto the beach and flow away back to the sea. Become aware of the smell and taste of the sea and the seaweed, the cries of the gulls, the warmth of the sunshine against your body. All of these leave you feeling calm, refreshed, and relaxed. Get up from the sand and begin walking slowly towards the edge of the water, noticing the warm sun on your face and shoulders. The salty smell of the sea air invigorates you, and you take in a deep breath and breathe slowly out, feeling more relaxed and more refreshed. And finally, you reach the water's edge, and you gladly invite the waves to flow over your toes and ankles. The cool water feels soft and comforting as you enjoy a few moments. Overhead, two seagulls soaring high above the ocean waters. You can hear their soft cries becoming fainter as they glide away. All of these sounds and sensations allow you to let go and relax more and more. After a moment, you begin strolling down the water's edge. You feel a cool, gentle breeze pressing lightly at your back. With every step, you feel yourself relaxing more and more. And as you walk along the beach, you notice the soothing sensations of the sun, the breeze, and the damp sand below your feet, with the occasional wave breaking over them. And as you continue your leisurely walk down the beach, come across a colourful beach chair resting in a nice, peaceful spot. You sit down, lie back, and settle in. You take a long, deep breath in and then breathe slowly out and feel even more relaxed and comfortable resting in the chair. For a few moments more, let yourself enjoy the sights and sounds of this beach. Notice how deeply relaxed your mind and body feel right now. Remind yourself that you can create these feelings on your own during your daily activities. Remember that periodically during any day, you may scan your body, discover any tension you're holding, then inhale relaxation. And exhale tension and tightness. And come back to this beach as often as you like, or create your own getaway. Relax, renew, recharge your mind and body. And as we come towards the end of this guided imagery, give yourself a few moments to return to the present. Gently bringing your attention back to the room, noticing the real environment you're in, whilst letting yourself feel nice and comfortable where you are. Let your muscles wake up a little by opening and closing your hands, maybe shrugging your shoulders, wriggling your toes. Just moving around a bit, whatever your body needs. And keep with you the feeling of peace and calm you had while you were relaxing. I should sit quietly for a moment while I read the closing poem. It's a self-compassion poem by Rosemary Hwatola Troma. It's like the scent of rain after a month of drought, the way it rises up and fills the lungs. Quiets the body and gentles the mind. That's what it's like when, after grasping and spinning and reaching and clenching at last, exhausted by my own fear, I lay my hand on my own heart and see through my thoughts, and practice loving what is beneath my palm, this frightened woman and the life that lives through her. Not a single promise I will be safe, but when I press my open hand into the beat of my anxious heart, what was dry becomes loamy, what was cracked becomes rich, and a sweet, faint sweetness tendrils through me like incense, soothing as a lullaby that opens in the dark. So I hope that you have enjoyed this May well-being session focusing on self-compassion. Thank you for listening.